divertente musiche.
Yeah, 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 yeah. What up, everybody? Welcome back. Another day, another time. Yeah, at the same place. Active FM, Active FM, Active FM. Where Christ music is hot music. Hot. With your boys, DJ Detch and DJ Nave. Yeah, it almost came out, DJ Detch. Yeah, but anyway, we're back again right here on a Friday morning. I'm sure you've been waiting for us, but it's been an awesome, awesome, awesome journey that we've been having with you, everybody. And we really appreciate the fact that you're always listening. You're always taking that time to wake up in the morning and listen to our shows, and that's really incredible. We really appreciate that, everybody. But today also, we're going to be giving you something amazing, something on another level. Mr. Navier with me, Mr. Dash. Got something loaded for you. We got music, jam-packed music, jam-packed stories, jam-packed funny jokes that are instant.
Bam,
okay,
bam.
Let me say instant jokes, because that's what we call them. And there's also instant singing. You see, right there. That's how we do it. Yeah, Mr. Nev, how's it going, man?
Awesome, man. Awesome, awesome. Yeah. So, you know, like, the week has been interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting, man. Indeed. You know, On Monday, we rode meds. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It was very interesting.
Very.
Yeah. Even that Afrikaans paper.
Yeah.
Delicious.
On my side, with that economics paper.
Yeah.
That's incredible, eh?
You see, that's the spirit, man.
Yeah, man.
That's the type of... We're supposed to be going into that room and conquering.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Supposed to be like that. That's what we're meant to do.
You know, it's amazing when... I think I've said this before, but when people get into that exam room or that wall where they are writing...
Yeah.
They start getting nervous.
Yeah. Yo.
Are you ready for this? Those are the kind of questions that you get. Are you ready for this? But I find myself calm and all that while other people are busy panicking. I'm like, what's wrong? Am I weird or something? Is there something wrong with me or what? But I find it, when I get in there, I'm all calm. I get there, hit the paper, I'm done. That's cool. Get out of there. Some of them get out, take the paper and start discussing on it. For what? You've written the paper, it's over. You're still going through it. Wait until you get home.
Yeah, it's like with the maths paper, man.
Yeah.
You know, I actually had one of those moments, you know, with my first maths paper.
Mm.
Like, no, it was my English paper, in fact. It was a question. I was so nervous that when I got in that exam room, you know, I got a question that I knew the answer to, but because I was nervous, I couldn't recall the answer. And then after they said pens down, the answer came.
Oh,
it's like,
my
yo.
Word. You know, I heard somebody else saying the same thing. That immediately when they closed their paper, the answer came. I like, oh no.
Yeah, man.
That's a myth trick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it happens, man. It's funny, man. It's funny. So, Mr. Dave,
yeah.
We're going to be talking about an amazing topic, man.
An amazing one indeed.
So, do you know the topic?
Yeah, I think I do.
You think you do?
Yeah, I'm sure I do.
Okay, so what's the topic?
Yeah, the children must rise.
Must rise. The children must rise.
Yeah, so...
Mm-hmm. The children must rise.
You heard that, you heard that, you
yes.
heard that. But anyway, we're going to get more into that when we come back, because right now, we're going to give you something that's delicious, something that's going to get you pumped up, something juicy, something energetic, something that's going to get your spirit up in this game.
Yeah.
Listen up to the music, everybody.
My God can change nations, change my situation, living life purposefully. Jesus goes before me, He'll never forsake me, the Holy Spirit willing to see. My God can change nations, change my situation, live a life purposefully. Jesus goes before me, He'll never forsake me, the Holy Spirit willing to see. I see change. Change happening every in her bodily movement, supernatural salvation fulfilling God's dream. The church is getting bigger, the Holy Spirit power is breaking out now as we speak. We're witnessing revival, movement, supernatural salvation fulfilling God's dream. The church is getting bigger, the Holy Spirit power is breaking out now as we speak. I see change happening everywhere. I see chains breaking off instantly. I see movers and shakers making a way. I see change happening everywhere. I see change happening.
Holla, back, we're on the Darkness Show. Yeah, we're back with another one on the David Nash Show. You tune in with your boys DJ Dash and DJ Nave on another level, giving you everything the children must rise. Yeah, that is too much, man.
Boom.
Yeah, what more do you want?
Nothing more, man.
Yeah,
with that. After listening to that awesome track,
yeah,
and you get this again, that's a bonus.
Yeah,
it's a bonus.
Yeah, man,
that you get
it's
it
a bonus.
For free.
Yeah, your boys DJ Dash and DJ Nave.
Yeah,
what more do you want?
What more? Because we give you the exclusive.
The exclusive.
Yeah, the Capital Kings of the weekend.
Yeah.
That's what we call ourselves, because we kick it to the weekend.
To the weekend.
To the weekend. That's how we roll with it. Everybody.
Yeah. The children must rise. So, Mr. Day, what comes to mind, you know? I know, like, for some people, when you say the children must rise, you know, like, if I was the parent, I know how the parent was going to think, man. Like, I got children and the children must rise. What are you saying, you know? Yeah, which is why caught their attention. That's, you know, why they're listening.
You know what comes to mind when I think of that?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of a child sitting down, and then the parents wants to send that child to go and get something, but the child is refusing to go.
Yeah.
And then the parent says, hey, rise up and go. You get what I'm saying? The children must rise.
Yeah.
When they are being sent by their parents.
Yeah. That's one side of it.
A wonderful thought just came to my mind right now.
Yeah.
But we're going to get into it.
Yeah. The children must rise. The children must rise. You know, like, yeah, you got Mr. Dave's version. That's what one person can be thinking.
Yeah.
Another person may be thinking, you're teaching my children to be, to not obey my instructions. You know, some other people, they might read that topic and actually say, you're teaching my children not to obey instructions. So they'll want to listen, which is why you're listening to this, because you want to know what we're talking about and what do we mean by the children must rise.
Yeah.
Your children must rise.
The children must rise.
Don't forget, you also as a parent, you're a child.
Yeah. To somebody as well.
Yeah.
Yes, you're old to somebody, but you're also a child to somebody. Yeah.
You know, it got me thinking of something that there's a person that once said this to me. Is like, okay, in order for you to be a father or a parent, you have to be a son. You don't just pop out of nowhere, boop, you're the father. No, man. Don't pop out of nowhere and then you're the father. You first the son and then you become the father.
Oh, yeah.
You see? As the parent, you first the child, then you become the parent.
That's true.
You see, I was checking if you guys heard it. If you guys are paying attention. See, Mr. Dave also hit a blank.
Nah. I was paying attention.
You see, I
heard what you were saying.
I was testing him. You see, he even reacted. Yeah. But speaking about the children must rise, you know.
Yeah.
We talked about the spiritual children, you know. The saints. Okay, let's get into it. We're talking about the saints, you know, the children of God. Remember, God is our Father. Yeah. We are God's children. And we are all chosen and appointed and anointed. Yeah. We are meant to be rising. And we're going to look at specific events that are happening, you know, in our world or our earth. I almost said some other twisting. Okay, Mr. Dave didn't
get it. Twisting stuff.
It's fine, man. But yeah, recently, you know, something struck me. You know, when we talk about, when we look at the world and we look at earth, you know, I was like, wow, that's deep, eh? That's actually deep. You know, when they say, and then they actually went deep and said, when we speak about world, we speak about the whole of creation. You know, when we speak about world, it's not just the people, you know.
Yeah.
In fact, it doesn't refer to the people alone. No, it doesn't refer to the people alone, or it doesn't refer to the earth alone. No, it actually refers to the whole universe.
Yeah.
When we speak about world. Now, looking at it, back into the topic, that was some, you know, like general knowledge, you know, general.
Just a touch.
From other people who are not Christians, you get general knowledge, you know. Yeah, so when you're Christian, that's general knowledge, you know, you're supposed to know those things, man. Yeah, it's like that ELO test, you know, when you go and write it. General knowledge, but you still have to study, man. But now, speaking of world, you know, like, basically the children must rise. We're speaking about God's children. And when we look at each and everything that's happening here on the earth where we live in, never mind the other planets, we're gonna speak about earth, you know. There's specific events that are happening here that actually show that God is speaking. God is real. And they're actually saying, the children must rise. You heard that right. I'm talking about the children must rise, you know.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, you got things like global warming, you know. Global warming, that's basically Mother Nature speaking to the children, telling them to rise. You know, people, they call it global warming, you know. They say, it's global warming. That's why the flood, you know, the waters and everything is happening, the earthquakes, you know, things like that, droughts, you know. They say it's global warming. But they don't realize that God is the one that's in control of that weather. I mean, if he's speaking to you, you take it back to the word, you know, which was awesome, you know, when Jesus' disciples were actually speaking the word and spreading the word. And then the Pharisees spoke to Christ and said that you must tell the disciples to stop making noise. Something that he said was interesting. He said, if they stop talking, the stones will speak. Like, that's interesting. Now you take it back to our time. The children, what are they doing? They're relaxing. So what is Mother Nature doing? She's now speaking out. Like, no, man, can't be relaxing right now. The Lord's going to be coming back. You must rise. What we need to be doing is reaching out to the nations.
Yeah.
We need to be talking to the people about the word of God. And Mother Nature is speaking to us, saying that the time is coming. The time is coming. If the Lord didn't love you, he could have came back already. But he's giving you that time so that you can hear the word. And the children need to rise.
Yeah,
Mother Nature speaking out. Man.
That's awesome. That's incredible for Mr. Nash right there, from Mr. Nash to you and to me as well. And for him as well, as he's speaking right here. But before we go to an awesome break, before we give you something great, I would like to, since we're speaking about the children must rise, I have a verse here from Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1. It says, remember your creator while you are young. Before the bad times come, before the years come when you say, I have wasted my life. Remember your creator while you are young, before the time comes when the sun and the moon and the stars become dark to you, before problems come again and again, like one storm after another.
Yeah.
Remember your creator while you are young. You know, there are so many young people who tell themselves that, hey, I'm not going to praise the Lord right now. I'm not going to be serious about church. I'm not going to be serious about God. I first want to live life. But now the word says that, remember your creator while you are young. So which means if we want our own way out, which means we're not honoring what the word is saying, which means we don't trust God with our lives.
Yeah,
from that, we're going to give you some more when we come back. Stay tuned in. Stay stuck right there. Don't go anywhere. Just go and get a glass of water. In fact, you should be having a bottle of water or something refreshing or a snack right next to you so that you won't have to be disturbed by standing up and going somewhere else. Yeah, right? Yeah, everybody, until we come back, listen up to the music.
Yeah.
Hey, yo.
Ricky!
But I block. I came off the bench, I got the rock and took the shot.
Took the shot.
Yeah, they block, but a brick. I came off the bench, I got the ball and hit the switch.
Hit the switch.
Yeah, we got the team now. They just missed the shot, I got the rebound. You should check the shot clock. Running out of time, don't get your shot blocked.
Off, now it's taking off, counting down from five. A lot of things didn't go as planned, so the new plan was just to improvise. They never know what I'm dropping next. Is it EDM or a trap record? Every year I gotta buy a belt and beat the surge on my last record. Like, I hear them talking like, who the top five, who the best in the game? They make a list of these super mess, but I could be at my lowest and still make a lane. Somebody please tell me, why would I care about another man putting my name on his list? Came off the bench and now we got the W, so when we shoot it, you just hit a... Trust me, there's always a critic. Sometimes I actually listen. They try to kill with the shots, but that just gave me ammunition. I just came back from the kitchen. My show was cooking a beat. Some music feel like a diet. Mine is the day you could cheat. Never self-proclaim. a classic. Lead a verdict to the masses. Jesus found me in Damascus. Now I'm booming out the casket. Life eternal, everlasting. Picture that without a caption. Went to every single practice. Now the rookie back and up and never crashing.
Take the shot, but I block. I came off the bench, I got the rock and took the shot.
How awesome was that, everybody? How awesome was that? That was incredible. That was awesome. That was on another level. Awesome. Everybody, you know, just like us. So early in the morning, we are incredible. We are on another level. We're pushing it to the bar.
Yeah. Bar.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know how we roll right here, everybody? Yeah, yeah. Active FM, Active FM, Active FM. Where Christ music is hot music. We're back right here with your boy, DJ Dash and DJ Nay.
Yeah.
Don't forget to catch us on Facebook.
Yeah.
At Active FM 777. On Twitter. At ActiveFam 777.
Yeah.
Huh. Instagram.
Yeah.
At ActiveFam 777. Huh.
Yeah.
Don't forget to go and get the shows as well. I download the shows on iTunes. Yeah. Don't miss out. If you're using iPhone, because many people these days are all about I. What about others? iPhones. If you are using an iPhone, you can download the shows from iTunes.
Yep.
Yeah. But if you're using an Android, you can go directly on Active FM right there on Google Space search on the search bar. Right, Active FM. Then it will take you right straight to the home page. From there, you are able to access the shows. Right there, everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
We got some more as we are still speaking about the children must rise.
Yeah, yeah. The children must rise. Children must rise. You know, I actually mentioned something in the previous session. That the fact that God is the one that's in control of climate. You know, he's the one that's in control. In fact, God is in control of the climate. When the word says we are supposed to be focusing on getting people to the kingdom of God, which is heaven. And that's what we're supposed to be focusing on. That's what our focus is supposed to be on. But we're not focusing on that because our focus is not right. And looking at it, God is the one that's in control of global warming. He's the one that's in control of the climate. So what do you have to do about global warming? You can't do nothing. You can't do anything. I mean, the word itself says it. If God opens a door, no one can shut it.
Yeah.
If God closes it, no one can open it.
That's true.
So when God does something, you can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
If he says yes, it's yes. Whether you like it or not. When he says yes, it's going to be yes. Now, with him in control of climate change, don't you think that's him actually speaking out? And, you know, like, something that's awesome is God doesn't, he's not limited.
Yeah.
He can use anything to send out the message.
That's true.
You know, he can use any, I mean, he can even use the radio, you know, like the batteries are off. Next thing, the radio comes on and then it starts speaking to you. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Hey, imagine that. You're just sitting there and then the radio is speaking to you. But he can do that. Now, in our time, he's using the earth, Mother Nature, something so close to us. You know, we actually part of Mother Nature. We are part of the earth. Why? Because that's where we're formed from.
You know, right there. Can I just interlude? Because this next verse that I'm going to read right now, it goes accordingly, exactly right spot on with what you just said right now.
Uh-huh.
And Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7 says, your body came from the earth.
Yeah.
And when you die, it will return to the earth.
Look at it.
But your spirit came from God.
Yeah.
And when you die, it will return to him.
Yeah.
Everything is so meaningless.
Yeah.
The teacher says that it is all a waste of time.
Yay. Yeah.
Woo.
Look at that. Look at that.
Everything apart from what God has called you for is meaningless.
Yeah.
That's what the Bible says.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll give it back to you.
Yeah, man, that does too much, man. Like, you know, it actually lighted that spark inside, like, oh, yeah. But right there, like I was saying, you know, even the earth itself, you know, it's God who's in control. Like, climate change, everything, it's the Lord who's in control. Yeah. And with Him in control of climate change, don't you think it's Him actually speaking to us by using Mother Nature, where we come from? In fact, using Mother Nature to actually send the message to us and say, my children, rise up.
Yeah.
Global warming, my children, rise up. Yeah. I mean, when people look at climate change and global warming and all of this stuff, what do? They freak out. In fact, most of them, when this happens, what do? They get closer to God. You know, they get closer to God. And most of the people, you'll find that the fact that this is what's happening, what do? They actually start praying. And this is what they do, you know. And it's a good thing. And looking at it, global warming itself, it's a signal to show that the end of time is here. Like, it actually, that's the Lord speaking to you guys, saying that, guys, gotta rise up, man. My children, rise up. Time is going out, man. Time is running out. Yeah. I mean, you can't replace a second.
That's true.
Once the second
is
gone, it's gone.
You try to press the reverse button. No, it won't.
You know, it reminds me of this, the movie Click.
Yeah.
You know, that way where you
control where you can
time
pause
and all those stuff. Yeah. You can't do that, man. The only person who has the power to do that is God.
Yeah.
God is the only one that can do that. I mean, he's the beginning and the end.
Yeah.
Yo, that's like, that's, whew, that thought right there.
That's
incredible.
Man, it's like, that's incredible. Too much. Yeah, the children must rise. The children must rise. Indeed, we should rise. We should rise. You get what I'm saying? That is my mistake. Rather, we should rise. Because that is what God has called us on this earth for.
Yeah.
Because if we are living for anything else, then we are living small lives.
Yeah.
We are living small lives. And we are thinking small when we're going to live for the things of this world. Yeah. Apart from the dream that God has called us for.
Yeah.
God has called us for something great, for something amazing, for something that is incredible, that is above our thoughts. Even in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 9, speaks about the fact that God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
Yeah.
You know, His plans are higher than our plans. There is nothing that is above what God has for us. Because if He wants to give us a brand new life, He has the ability to do that. Even in the Bible, He promises to give us life. To strengthen us. You get what I'm saying? When you read in Psalms 103, it speaks about the strength that God gives to us.
Yeah.
He gives us that strength that we do not deserve. When other people are busy getting old, you're getting young. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how amazing it is, because God rejuvenates your strength. And that's what He wants to do for each and every single one of us. No matter what you have done, you think that you cannot rise because you've fallen so many times. No. You still have that opportunity to rise up and be a different person. You still have that opportunity to rise up, to stand up and be the nation builder, to be the world changer, and be that person that God had created you to be.
Yeah.
And there is nothing that can separate you from what God has called you for. And you should rise. You should rise now, now, now. Stop wasting time and seek the Lord while you are still young.
Yeah. Ah, it was an awesome session. Mr. Davia even gave us a scripture that is right on point and telling us we came from there, we'll go there. You know, we came from the earth.
Yeah.
When I say there, you might be thinking we're there. Wait. We came from the earth and we'll go back to the earth. And that's Mother Nature right there. Right there. Almost said right there. Yeah. Right there. Speaking to us and saying that the time is coming where we need to rise right now.
Yeah.
We need to rise. And the Lord's gonna come back.
Yeah.
So we're gonna go on an ad break, give you something that's juicy, something filled with gazozo, pumped up. And yeah, this is us giving you the Christ music, which is hot music. Yeah. Enjoy.
Right about now.
Hey, yeah. We the monster with flows, rock spot for the throne, God in a hole, locked down with a sound like a block rounds with a poem, or a shot from a Glock on a block where they hide in a spot in the drop, on the top of the notch, I'm a chop of the block that you all gotta know. Street disciple who's liable to eat his rivals, and beat you with speech and leave you to feed you to eat his Bible. Why would you even try to remind him of evil, mind you? His mind is a meter pile, the style's free and he'll find you. Then you any quest on a quest that a people lie to, and finding the lies you bind, a timeless and need a rifle, upside of they head the temple that tempts you and and being lied to and get you to lose potential with pressure until we find you. And it's a pleasure to pester pessimist measures with letters I get from letting me pencil in my endeavors and sending them into sever the separate sets and incentives and stir up and serve the sternums of burning a burner sentence. I learn repentance by purging and serving ethics and turning the word regret to a term that I burn with efforts. I worked it while working words when I was wordless and learned the lesson that practice can make you perfect, not perfect, then a little better. We ripping language out to just where we're pounding it, bouncing and out of prone and around us, around the proudest with power to pound the proud of them. Sound louder than loud as the sound found in the crowd. The fam's pounding the alphabet.
My commission stand on the rap, and I ain't perfect, but I'm nice when it come to the lip. Call me the wordsmith. I ain't got a pop bone in my body to flirt with. So all you suckers trying to count me out, your style's worthless. Half the time I gotta deal with rap's pathetic appeal, appealing to these dreamers holding it still and pushing sick cars. I'd rather take the bus, spit sick bars, twist an atheistic mind till it get good. The other half of the time I spend trying to devise another rhyme, trying to give you God's mind. But half of y'all online cause you bought it to the slime up on your radio dial and you don't know but you're blind. Bunch of fools, swear to God he don't exist. You make me sick, yo, that's the reason why I spit. I don't like your script, I ain't politically correct. I could care less if I offend, I'm here to pound your chest in. So quit crying, Andy up and bring your best in. And you don't like what I'm about, try taking me out. I guarantee you start meddling with words, you gon' find out the word of body bag your every verse. Listen here, youngin', I'll make apologetic cases and put my life on the line to live what I be saying. Christ be the only end of everything I'm chasing. When it come to rap, freestyle fam is what you're facing.
Yeah. Holla, 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 holla. Back, yeah, we back with the last back session. Yeah, gonna love it. Yeah. You see Mr. Dave's hitting the
yeah.
Right there.
That's how you gotta do it. Because we party people.
Party people. Yeah.
And don't forget to go on Active TV. Subscribe on Active TV.
Subscribe.
And subscribe, man.
Subscribe.
And you're gonna get some awesome deals.
Yeah. Awesome.
From The Active Church Sermons to the Active FM shows and to the awesome deals.
Awesome.
And so many more.
Awesome, licious.
Yeah, don't miss that. Obviously, you can interact with us on social networks, social media, put it that way. Facebook, 777. Yeah, Active FM 777. Yeah, Facebook 777. Where is that coming from? Mr. Nave didn't get it right here. So on Facebook, you can interact with us. Active FM 777. On Instagram, at Active FM 777. And on Twitter, at Active FM 777. You can catch us in all those social medias. And on Facebook. Facebook is awesome, man.
Yeah.
Because we're going on levels right there. Yeah, we're going on levels. And people are getting tuned in to the shows through Facebook and all that stuff because it's the most dominating one. And you can also catch us on Instagram there. I said it. And you know already. Man. But don't forget once again to subscribe on Active TV right
Active
there on
TV.
YouTube. On YouTube. Yeah. Just go and look for Active TV. Type there on that search bar and you will find it. And
you will find it.
And if you don't, I'm gonna show you some flames, everybody. We're gonna hunt you down.
We're gonna hunt you down.
It's not a threat.
We're gonna hunt you down.
Yeah, buddy.
Incredible. Yeah, so Mr. Dave, this last session, man, it has been awesome. Man.
It's been incredible.
It has been on another level.
Yeah.
So what we have for the people, man?
You know, the people gotta know that, obviously, as we have been speaking, that that the children must rise.
Yeah.
You look at yourself, you say that, these guys are saying the children must rise and I'm old, I'm not a child anymore. No, don't forget that you're still a child to somebody else.
Yeah.
You're still a child of God. So therefore, God is calling on us to say the children must rise. My children must rise. So we got to rise as a nation and go out there and minister to people and let people know about the word of God, because that's what people are seeking. They're not seeking any of our opinions, but they're seeking the true word of God. They're seeking the truth. They want to know the truth. You get what I'm saying? That's exactly what people want to know. But now, if we do not give them the truth, who's going to give them the truth? Nobody.
Yep.
Nobody. So right there, everybody, in order for you to be connected and for your faith to be built, you got to be connected. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There is no way that you can be connected, that you can rise. There is no way that you can rise if you are not connected.
Yeah.
Because if you are not connected, there's no faith. You get what I'm saying? Because faith comes by hearing. And hearing what?
The
word of God. So right there, you got to be connected. You got to be spot on. You got to know what you are living for. You got to know the true word of God, because he has a better plan for you. He has a better plan for each and every single one of us. But in order for us to obtain that dream of God, those blessings from God, we got to be connected. We got to be connected, because when we are connected, our faith is built up. And then in that way, we will be able to rise up.
Yeah.
When everything else fears must fall, we rise.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? When they say the government must fall, when they say the president must fall, we should rise.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people will realize that they should rise.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Awesome stuff, man. Awesome stuff. And yeah, you know, this is just, yeah, my final words, you know. Yeah, most of the people might be thinking, okay, Mr. Day, Mr. Nash, DJ Dash, DJ Nay. Okay, you guys are speaking about us actually going out there and changing the nations and speaking to people out there and reaching out, because global warming is actually letting us know that the time is coming, you know. The Lord is actually speaking out to us and telling us that the time is coming. So how do we do that? I mean, you look at our time. In our time, in our day and age, most of the people are focused on what? Success.
Mm-hmm.
Focused on what? Money.
Mm-hmm.
Focused on what? Education.
Mm-hmm.
They focused on all of these material things. I mean, Mr. Dave read the verse in Ecclesiastes. What did it say? Everything here under the sun is useless.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because we came from the ground.
Yeah.
We'll go back to the ground.
Yeah.
So this everything that's here, everything that's in here, is going to pass away. And you can't be focused on everything that's here.
Yeah.
Why? Because everything is useless.
True that.
And how do we serve people? How do we reach out to people? You know, Mr. Dave, you're still not answering the question. Mr. Nash, you're still not answering the question. We still want to know, how do we reach out to people in our day and age?
Yeah.
I mean, the reason why I gave you those examples of what people are focused on is to show you that they are so focused on all of these things, and what they do is they stamp on other people's heads, you know, to get to the top. They use other people's career to build their career, and then afterwards they break down that other person's career. They use other people's reputation to build their own.
Yeah.
That's what the people in the world are doing. That's the what the people that are not filled with Christ are doing.
Yeah.
And us as the people that are exposed to the word and know what we need to do, which is reaching out to them and telling them about Jesus, what we need to do is get below them and serve them.
Yeah.
That's how we're going to get them to the kingdom of God. I mean, no one wants to listen to you unless they know you care.
Yeah.
That's something I've learned.
That's right.
Even in my life, I got people that don't want to listen to me unless they know I love them.
Yeah.
And those are the things that we need to do. We need to go down on people's levels, show them that we love them, teach them about the word of God, expose them to the word of God, and get them saved.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, right. That's right. That's right. You heard it all from Mr. Nave. And right here with your boy, DJ Dash and DJ Nave, from us this morning on a Friday, we'd like to say to you, everybody, go out there, have an awesome weekend, do something that's going to contribute into people's lives. You get what I'm saying? Change somebody's facial expression. Put a smile on somebody's face.
Yeah.
Do something that is so kind. You know, you'll never realize how kind you are unless you start doing it. You get what I'm saying? You gotta start doing it in order for you to see that people really need Jesus, that people really need you to put a smile on their faces. So you gotta make a difference. You gotta go out there and change the world. world and change the world. You gotta change the world, everybody, because you are able and you have been given that authority. Yes, the devil has the power, but the most interesting thing is that he doesn't have the authority. And you have been given power and authority to go out there and make disciples of all nations. So therefore, you gotta rise up. Children, rise. Child, rise. Young person, rise. Old person, rise, because you are still young. Yeah, go out there and make disciples of all nations, because you all can, everybody. Until next time, we'd like to sign out and say goodbye. You're my